Welcome back to the year. Okay. Welcome back to the Year Alright podcast, episode 52. We're here with Shaden. How you going, my man? It's good to see you here, man.
Good, man, yeah. Man.
So, why are you a dickhead?
Why? To Jamie?
It's just how I like the intro sometimes.
Bro, how many times have you done the intro?
I did it to Xavier and then you, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, it's going to be a good episode. For those who don't know, Shaden is someone that used to like do all our filming, used to be in our movies. And then what happened?
Infinite time.
What happened?
He fired me. I already got two of my other friends and they kind of just took my spot. They're just lower versions.
So a lot of people probably know Sean. Sean does obviously a lot of work with us. Shaden brought on Sean. Like a few years ago, what, 3 years ago? And then it was just the two of them, Shaden and Sean, filming with us. And then Shaden brought in a third. And then I realized my bank account can't fit three employees. We've got to cut someone. Rolled a dice, landed on Sean. And Sean, Shaden. And Shaden's fired. Haven't spoken to him in 3 years. So.
I don't know if that's true, but.
We'll go off that. No, but how have you been? You've been good?
Yeah.
It's nice to finally do a podcast with you. There's one thing. Could you pass me the gift? I've got a gift for you, actually. Dang. We used to do a lot of, back in the day, this was years ago, we used to do pop hunting, you know, pop Funko Pops.
Okay. Yep.
Well, you didn't need to throw it.
Could be rare.
Could be rare. We used to do a lot of pop hunts, right, back in the day.
Yeah.
We used to go to, like, little stores. It was good times. Good memories.
I had over $1,000 worth of pops.
Literally, over $1,000 worth of pops.
I had it on the pop app.
Yeah. So I have a gift for you. It's nothing much. It's not a rare pop, but it's a simple pop. It's the Joker from The Dark Knight. So just a little gift for you, just to say appreciate you for coming on the podcast, doing this so late notice, and just because of the memories I had with you.
Gee, I think there's box damage on it, though. Gee, I think it's like broken.
Could I at least have the box? Why'd you fuck did you do that?
It just gives me nightmares, you know?
Where's the box? Pass it in?
It's ripped in half. Nah, it's not.
Put it on the table, I don't want to forget it.
It's right next to your feet.
Where?
Right next to your feet.
Okay, alright. What was the point in that?
Was it rare?
No.
Ah, oh, sweet then. Do you know Kronk?
No.
No.
Who's that?
Oh, it's just my uncle.
No, Kronk's another pop that you used to collect.
Nah, I don't like Kronk.
So what do you do in your spare time besides school and being a menace?
I do jobs for my mum.
What kind of jobs?
Cut a whole bunch of chicken for my dog.
You what?
For my dog.
What do you mean?
Cut it for my dog.
You cut a bunch of chicken for your dog?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's crazy. Anyways, I got a PowerPoint to show you.
Oh, not keen.
So, do you remember back in the day you used to make these PowerPoints?
Yep.
Got a couple I want to show you.
Well, one's already made or nah?
I'll be honest, I haven't seen these in years. All right, so we're going to start off with the first one. This one is about coffee.
Coffee?
Yeah. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'll put clips on the screen so you can see it. All right, first one is coffee. Haha, coffee, lol.
Try.
Do you like coffee?
Nah. There's a coffee machine out there.
Pause for laughter. Well, I will tell you why coffee is good.
Go on.
Do you know what's in coffee?
Coffee beans. Coffee beans, it says coffee beans. Something good.
Love.
Caffeine. Oh, PK.
It's not even that funny.
I know.
Is anyone else is in coffee?
Hatred. Drugs, that actually is drugs. Caffeine is a drug.
How much coffee a day is good for you to have in a day? How much coffee is good for you to have in a day?
Bro, no, well, you're actually crying. You just shit a tear because of that joke. Bro, that was like the most driest thing I've ever heard too. Like, you're crazy.
Bro, why are you laughing?
But he's crying though.
It's just not about it's just coffee.
I think there's something about coffee that hurt PK in his life. Oi, oi, PK. PK, PK, PK. Do you have any?
My stomach hurts.
This guy's gonna die from laughter.
My stomach hurts.
Okay. Do you reckon that's any ties with your dad and about coffee or? No, yeah. No. Nah.
How much coffee is good for you to have in
two
a day?
2 cups.
Scientists say 4 cups of coffee a day is not good for you.
I believe it.
But don't listen to them. Do you know how coffee was invented? It was invented to prevent birds from breeding back in the 1920s.
Cap.
Thanks for watching.
Not true. I don't like that.
So what have you been up to this week?
This week? Bro, why are you laughing so much? I think coffee's...
There's something wrong with me.
Coffee is a drug and PK's on the coffee. Those are so dry. You should delete them. Delete those, bro.
What's wrong with me? Sean, cameraman, what's wrong with me?
Fucking everything.
What? Oh, that's a good story to tell. The first video that Sean was in, the sandcastle video.
Was that the first video?
Was it? Is that the first video you're in, Sean?
I don't think it's the first
one. That was the first video. Huh? This first video that Sean was ever in, he made a sandcastle. Do you remember what sandcastle you made?
A good one.
I can't even remember what it is, but your voice sounded so, like, babyish.
Yes, and I looked a bit round and Sean.
Yo, you've done well though.
Sean made a dick.
What did he?
He made
boobies. It is what it is. Alright, but let's talk. Instead of talking about me, we got all the important stuff out of the way. I turn the audio off. We've talked about me and my life and my past. It's time to talk about you. Who is Shaden? When you meet someone for the like, do you work?
No, I'm just a hustler.
How do you work? You want to say something?
I want to say something.
All right, say something.
I don't work full time, but yeah. In the holidays, I will go down to Wellington and I will work for a week or longer for my Uncle Pete at CFI Wellington and I'll make money.
Let's do a little quick role play. Because we're going to do a little job interview role play. All right? So I'm the guy that works at a pizza shop. And you're coming and trying to get a job, okay? You ready?
I don't want to work at your pizza shop.
No, just
pretend. Why don't I be the person and you try to get the job?
Okay. Ooh. All right. Yeah. Let's do this. I'll show you how you get a job because you don't have a job right now. I want to show you how to get a job.
Here we go.
Hey, is this Shaden's Pizzeria?
Yeah. What's your name? Leave you idiot.
Let me start again. Hey, is this Shaden's Pizzeria?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here about the job. I sent in an application.
On what?
Working here, the pizzeria.
Yeah, I know. But what did you send it on?
Gmail.
Didn't get it. What's your name?
Phoenix.
That sounds weird, though. Wow.
I'm handing in my CV now.
I only need the CV, but I need
could
to
you read the CV
I need
out
to fill out
me?
A form.
Okay, can you read the CV out to me? Just look at my accomplishments.
Accomplishments? 12 views on YouTube. That's useless, G. I need you to fill out a little note thing.
Alright, we're gonna switch the roles this time.
So
now you're looking for a job. I'm the pizza owner. Mm-hmm. Ready? Go.
Hey brother, what's your name?
PK. Okay, he's a slick guy. All right. How can I help you?
I was going to get a job. Oh, can I get a job at this pizza place?
First of all, you didn't introduce yourself.
Ah, mate. Don't so, even talk bad. I'm getting $22 an hour. I'll spit on you.
So do you want the job? Because
not really. Not really. I only came because I had to.
Well, I don't want you to work here then.
Laters. That's when I'd leave. Or...
But then you... But then you'd have no job.
I don't want to work at your pizza place.
Where do you want to work at?
I want to be rich.
Okay. What's a rich job? Working for PK Productions.
Hell nah. Just rokey.
I pay all my employees beautifully. My employees get like $200 a week.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Cameraman, be quiet.
How much an hour?
Huh?
How much an hour?
How much an hour?
Yeah.
All right, let's tell you what. You and me are going to start a business.
Or is it fixed rate?
What's that mean? I don't even know what that means.
It's like you pay $1,000 for the whole job finished, but you just got to finish it. Or you get paid an hour, but 25.
Wait, can I? So if I paid Sean $1,000, he can work for me for the next 10 years and I don't have to pay him.
If that's the contract you decide on.
That's the contract I'm going to decide on and move.
Yeah, this is probably good, best on your half. And then he can't leave.
Exactly. I'm going to put Sean on a contract. But tell me about where you've been up. What did you say, cameraman? All right.
We'll forge it.
We'll forge it. So what have you been up to these days recently? You haven't filmed in so long. What was the last video you filmed? Fuck knows. What was the last movie you filmed?
I don't know.
The one where you died.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. So what have you been up to since then?
Making money and getting smarter.
Yeah, but how do you make your money?
Any way I can, mate. Yeah.
Give me some life advice right now to the people watching that want to make some money. How does a person like you make money? Tell me.
Firstly, I have a big bowl of jar of coins, and I steal every coin I see. Any coin. And if I get 20 cents that day, I'll be like, yo's up, I'm 20 cents up. And then I'm just getting richer and richer every day. So that's just the jar, though. How much money do you have in your bank account? You can bleep it if you need.
Nah, I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
$12.
I was going to say kyup, but yeah, probably. So you got to be making money moves, PK.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be getting smarter every day at school.
Mm.
What levels do you have in high school?
What levels? I graduated school.
So like, you got level, all levels?
NCA level 3, I graduated. Year 13, baby.
Did you go uni?
Yeah, film school for a year.
Was it worth it, you reckon?
Yeah, of course it was worth it. First year free, went to uni to become a film teacher. And then I just became...
What's a film teacher?
Not film teacher, sorry, I misworded. I went there to become a film director and I became a kindergarten teacher the next year.
So that obviously didn't pan.
Well, it did pan because I make movies. I put a movie in the cinemas.
What was your profits on that?
Your profit on the movie. Oh, well.
Tell me.
So, the trailers on YouTube made money. The advertisements $6 on YouTube made money.
How much did you pay for those advertisements?
Nothing. No, like, because the YouTube videos make money.
Oh, yeah.
And YouTube a short videos, video with ads, and the trailers get lots of views. They made money. So, that was nice. And then.
How much?
I can't even remember. I actually can't remember. And then we put the movie in cinemas, which was quite a lot. I think it was, I'm not going to say an exact number, but basically the money we made back, because obviously when you put the movie in cinemas, it costs money, but when we get money back, when people buy tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we lost a lot of money.
So you can know that's a good start for your career? Or?
I would say, you know what? No, you know what I would say it was, because I had a good time.
Yeah,
I released a movie in cinemas, the best moment of my life, best night of my life.
You reckon?
Best night of Sean's life, too. He got to watch himself die in a cinema.
Did he die?
Come, I want you to come here real quick and tell me about your experience on the night. Come here real quick, Sean. Cameraman's coming in real quick.
Quick TikTok clip.
You saw yourself on the big screen. What? You saw yourself die on the big screen. You saw yourself die on the big screen, but you put all your acting into it. I want you to give your review on the movie.
It was all right.
Gee, it was like, what, 2 and something hours? And how much exactly. Screen time did Sean have?
Over 2 hours. We did that shit, Sean.
How much screen time did Sean have?
We did that.
How much screen time did Sean have?
2 weeks for 9 months. No, every week for 9 months straight. Don't leave me hanging. We did that shit. We did that shit. Why are you leaving me hanging? Why are you looking away?
Gee, those are some nice curtains.
Hey, who else can say they put a movie in cinemas?
I got a movie.
I mean, we ain't make no money back. If anything, we lost money.
I could put a movie in cinemas if I wanted.
You probably could. You know, it's funny. What if I just like took the piss out of it and just instead of putting a 2-hour-long movie, just put 2 hours of TV static.
Static?
Yeah.
They would all just leave and just waste your money.
One big prank.
It's dry.
Dry, fair enough.
Maybe if you had like you and Sean like just sitting on the couch, just eating.
You know, Sean was originally going to get his own movie.
Yeah.
And you actually were. Do you remember that? You do. Sean was going to get his own movie. And I swear to God, that's true. You know it's true.
Everyone's going to get their own movie, PK, if they just want to.
Even Ryder got his own movie.
Who's Ryder?
My little brother.
Oh.
Fuck, I think I made a movie for everybody.
Yeah, because anyone who just wants to film and will let you film them.
Yeah, but it's a privilege to get your own movie.
Is it?
Yeah, of course. You got your own movie. You got two movies.
Exactly.
You were supposed to have three. What happened?
I got cut.
No, we rolled a dice, remember?
Man, I don't remember that at all. All
right, let's move away from the movies. Let's talk about some real life issues and problems that's going on with the world.
Straight up.
The pods are back.
What pods?
The chocolate pods. Did you hear that?
I don't care about those. They were always there.
No, but they got rid of them for a bit.
They never did.
They did. It was a marketing scheme, obviously.
Yeah, so what's important about it?
They're fucking delicious.
They're not that good.
They are good.
Mate. You know what I like?
What?
Blue V's.
Blue V's are gross.
Wow.
Yeah, green. I don't drink V anymore, but like green V. Yeah, green V.
I drink 2 a day.
What the fuck?
2 a day. I've probably been 2 a day for like a whole year now. And it stocks me, yeah.
Wait, how big are the cans?
250 ml.
Is that the big one?
Small ones.
You eat 2 of those a day?
Yo.
That's fucked. Show us your teeth.
I'm not bad.
Fuck, why are your teeth so nice?
Because you brush them.
Fair enough.
Did you brush yours too?
Of course I brush my teeth.
Sean?
I'm just saying you have 2 Vs a day. That's fucked. Alright, what about us? What else is going on in the world? By the way, we were supposed to have a guest, but she couldn't make it today.
Who?
Not you.
Obviously, that's why I'm here. Who's Jamie? The guest?
Huh?
Who's the guest?
We'll get the guest at another time.
Oh, don't answer, Mike. Hold up.
But what? Any plan? Let's talk. Every time we have a guest on, we ask them where they see themselves in 5 years. So, where do you, Shaden? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Well, how old am I now, PK?
You're 15, right?
Yo.
Yeah, you're 15. So, where do you see yourself when you're 20?
When I'm 20. Oh, I'll be doing some sort of apprenticeship.
Okay.
And I'll be making a lot of money. Okay. No, not yet. I won't be making that much money yet. But if I start early, I should be on path to create whatever I want.
So what is it you plan to do in the future?
Whatever I find that I have the skills to do and things that people need.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Anything.
What do you mean anything?
People, just things that people need and they need me to do.
Like what?
Anything. And like I'll just get paid.
Yeah, but like what?
Like film.
And
just like this.
Okay,
and?
And like what else? Why don't you come back to PK Productions?
Why didn't you offer me?
I'm too broke to pay free people.
What'd you ask then, mate?
Well, maybe I thought maybe you want to do it for free.
No. Not a waste.
Yes.
That's a waste.
It's not a waste of money.
No, not a waste of money. It's a waste of my day.
All right, let's talk about some old... let's go back to when you were filming with me.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about some old filming days. Could you kindly talk about the F is for fun story?
That's what?
The F is for fun story. Remember
what
that?
F is for fun story?
You know. F is for fun, remember?
F is for fun?
Yeah.
F is the
guy
for
on the,
fun.
The guy on the bike when we were filming at like 2 a.m.? On that little red bridge? Yeah, he's smiling, he knows. Talk about the F is for fun story.
We're on this bridge that like lit up to different colours and this crackhead just drove past. F is for fun, guys.
All right, let's move on to the next story.
Yep. I just had to remember that. That was deep.
What about the time we got stranded on the beach with all our film gear? You, me, Zabian, Kurt, and I think Finn.
Yeah, that was ratchet. I just got bowled over for like an hour in this suit, and then I had to walk in the water. It was like high because I'm I was a little boy and wasn't that good. Good Macca's feed after though. Paid for everyone. You're like, I'm broke. Hey.
Yeah. Talk about filming as the devil, because you played a...
That's what I'm talking about.
Not just that situation. I'm talking about like in general.
In general.
Well, like when we were stranded on an island, like a beach, when all the water came up, I had to hold a camera gear up on my head like this.
Everyone had to hold stuff above their head, mate.
Okay, sorry.
You think you're the only one?
I talk about when you used to film.
Or as the devil.
As the devil, I had to wear this big ass suit.
That was mint. It would just be really hot. But it was all good because you didn't have to do any expressions or talk. You could just sit there and pick or edit your voice on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now you worked hard on that mask. You know who else worked hard on that mask? In my movie, Cyrus.
Cyrus did nothing. Cyrus did maybe like 3 shoots.
No, he played the devil.
I know he played the devil.
In all the scenes of the movies, he's wearing this massive suit and he's doing all this fight scene. And then Cade, who plays the Prowler, he has to wear this white mask. Cade's wearing this white mask through all this fight scene. And what are you doing?
PK's a fucking lying little and that's not true. I had to wear all that shit all the time. But I got paid for it, but not enough.
Actually,
I didn't get paid enough.
Actually, Cyrus did that. Cyrus and Cade worked hard.
Cyrus didn't do shit. Cade didn't do shit. They were sitting on their bum seat at their house.
Yo, like up north or whatever.
Every Sunday.
Yo, it was always me and Sean.
It
was always me and Sean filming. Cyrus was maybe came for like 3 times.
Yo, Cade was in that movie. Like, Cade filmed for that movie for a day.
Yes, see?
And he smashed it.
He smashed his one day. Because we knew we had to come every bloody Saturday, mate.
No, credit to Sean and Lucas for... You weren't even in the movie.
Man, I was still there. I was still there.
Yeah, you came to support the cinema. Thank you, bro. Okay.
Nah.
I want to talk about you and me.
Good man.
We used to be such a
dynamic.
I want to go home now. We used to be such a dynamic duo.
Probably because I lived at the house that you were in. Not true, eh? I was downstairs. No, you were.
When it came to the filming. Let me ask you something. If you were to come back to do YouTube videos, would you be keen?
To do YouTube videos? Do you even do those right now?
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
Well, like we used to do just like we sometimes just do stupid vlogs, BTS of like movies, or we take weeks and we started taking weeks and weeks filming videos, like cool edited videos. Would you come back to just do some bullshit YouTube videos?
Probably
not movies.
It's something
though.
To do. No, yeah, it's something to do.
And I'll pay you for it.
It's with my friend.
Exactly. Well, and friends. You got Lucas too.
Nah, I don't like him. Nah, I was joking. I like Luca. But. I'd be keen because it was Sunday. Yeah, man, I don't have anything to do on Sunday. No, get away from Sasha.
Who's Sasha? Bro. Talk about Sasha. Let's talk about Sasha.
My girlfriend.
Nah, let's talk about it.
What do you want to talk about, PK?
What's up?
What's up with her?
I swear to God, you've been with her for a long time. That's good, man. Let's talk about it.
1 year, 8 months.
What, are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
That didn't sound very promising.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Your voice been a little high.
Nah, she's just a bit annoying sometimes.
Let's talk about it. You got a message for her? Say it right here.
Don't be a Chinese.
Okay. What?
Huh?
All right, I think we are going to wrap it up because you weren't actually our original guest and you're pretty ass. You came in last minute with an hour and did a madness.
Has it been an hour?
It's been 30 minutes.
Is that enough time?
I'd say that's enough time. Anything else you want to talk about?
I thought you had more points.
The camera already turned off.
Turn it back on quickly. Should we look at one more PowerPoint?
No.
One more PowerPoint to finish off. Pick one. Raccoons, monkeys, kidnapping.
Wait.
How to get a girl to like you.
How to get a girl. Yeah, that one.
How to get a girl to like you.
Yeah, because obviously yours never worked.
How to get a girl to like you. So, fellas, this is for you. Or females, if you like both ways.
By your local simp.
That's right. How to get a girl to like you by your local simp. You ready? You need to be nice to them.
Simp.
Girls like it when you are nice to them. Why do girls like it when we are nice to them? Question mark.
Cause
and then, you want me to answer? And then,
okay, go.
Yeah.
No, you go.
No, answer.
Read the question again now, mate.
Why do girls like it when we're nice to them?
Because they think that they control us and think they're the top, dogs, gee.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Car.
Because it brings in endorphins.
Oh, not this endorphins. PK, what even is endorphins, mate?
I don't even know, to be honest.
It's just something in your brain, probably.
What do you do if a girl doesn't like you back?
Don't kidnap her.
Kidnap them. Thank you for watching.
I knew it, boy. I haven't even seen that before when I was called.
Let's watch one more.
Oh, my God, dude.
Which one? Should we look at raccoons?
No, I've seen raccoons.
Monkeys?
No, I've seen that one too.
The boys? I don't even know what that is.
Yep, the boys.
I don't know what this is.
The boys.
Oh, no, that's one I made specifically for Xavier when he got a girlfriend.
Nah, he's a bitch.
How about monkeys?
All right, monkeys, PK.
All right.
What about McDonald's?
What is a good pet to have by
Harley,
PK?
Harley. Big Roddy.
Monkeys?
No. What the heck? That's not even a monkey, boy. That's like a chimpanzee.
That is a monkey. Why are monkeys a good pet?
I want a baby monkey.
Why should we keep monkeys?
Because they look cool.
Pause for laughter. Why should we keep monkeys?
Manners said that.
Are they safe?
Yo, not except for...
Question mark, you know?
Nah.
These are questions we need answering.
I'll answer the last one. A lady got her eyeball ripped out by a monkey and her face torn off.
I like monkeys and so should you. Monkeys help climate change.
Nah, PK, when did you make these, bro?
They also climb trees.
2021?
They also climb trees.
Was it COVID, mate?
Look.
I see it. PK, did you make
Now I will tell you why they are safe.
Yep.
Thank you for watching.
PK, when did you make those?
2020, lockdown.
Lockdown, I knew it. Bro, you must have been bored and like... Your brain must have been.
We're going to cut it here. Thank you. Do you want to outro it quickly?
Outro it. Later, famalam. This is from the Hector. This is from the Hector squad. I hope you like the podcast with your favorite guy.